from 1983, The Dead Virgins, No Cause for Concern. Reason for that cut, well, besides it being a great song, is that here in the studios we have the guitarist for the band, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
It's been, what, every 6 months or so you pop your face in the studios with a new band.
Oh, I love to visit. You know that.
And this time it's not a new band, though, you come back with. It's an old band.
Yeah, we have a surprise for the world. We've come back to take revenge. These past 3 years have been horrible.
So it's true, then, the Dead Virgins are getting back together?
Yeah, we're going to do a reunion concert sometime in October in Rockville Center at a club called Thrush, which there are reasons behind us playing that club. The people who own the club used to own a club many, many years ago called Legs, and Legs was more or less the only punk club on Long Island, or at least the first one. I remember the days when, if you didn't look very, very strange, you couldn't get in. I mean, I saw people with $300 cash in their wallet get turned away at the door being told, we don't want you here, you don't fit. And that's where Pat and I met, and we started the band inside that club, and that's where the first concert ever was. So the owners, Two Legs, have a new club called Thrush, which is where Pat and I have run into each other again. And it's kind of like we're going to do it again the same exact way.
Didn't Pat leave for the coast for a few years?
Pat split out to California for about 2 or 3 months, but he decided that he really couldn't get into it. It wasn't the same type of groove. I can understand.
So why the decision to get back together?
I made a bet with somebody one night. I was sitting with a friend named Larry. Larry used to be in a band called Fleece. That was really good. And Larry was talking, because none of us have played live in about 2 years. We've all taken a real turn for the worse, hiding out in our respective homes. And Larry was like, you know, you and Pat should get back together and do a show. And I was like, Pat will never do it. And he's like, why? I just know Pat. He'll turn to me and go, no. I was like, he was like, I bet you that if you do it, he will say yes. And I was like, I'll bet you $5 that he won't. Next night, I'm sitting next to Pat, and I go, Pat, let me ask you something. He's like, what? You want to do a reunion concert? He's like, yeah. I had to ask him about 3 times before it finally got through to me that he had said yes. So we're back from the grave.
Who's on bass and drums?
As the story goes, that was one of the problems that we had originally, because we never had a consistent bass player and drummer, and now we've got a new bass player and drummer, a guy named Bill Heyman, which he was here. We did some demo tapes that you heard and played over the air, and a jazz drummer that I know named Rick Corwin, who, although he's a jazz drummer, he's a studio man who's worked with people like Stanley Clarke and Phyllis Hyman. What a name. He's really good, and he enjoys the music, and, you know, his taste in music is fairly decent, so we thought that we'd let him have some fun with us.
Okay, why don't we listen to another song, and we'll get back to some more questions. I have a lot more to ask.
Groovy.
This is from the Dead Virgins' only record?
The only one that I know of.
Okay, this is called Four, and the song we're going to hear is called Emotional Strain. Dead Virgins here on Turmoil.
Paid, life's not existing.
90.1 FM Turmoil, The Dead Virgins with Emotional Strain. With me in the studios is Mike, the guitarist of the band. If you're just tuning in, The Dead Virgins are planning a reunion comeback. And Mike, I just had a few questions to ask you. And I asked you during the song and I forgot what they were now. The first one is this going to be a one-shot deal, this reunion show, or is the band going to form together for good?
I don't know. I personally would like to have it form back together again, because a lot of the fun in my life was when the band was together and when Pat and I were together working together, because we worked very well together. Everything flowed very evenly. And Pat and I have been hanging out a lot together again, and it's like, it's getting to be fun. It depends really on how many people show up. You know, if people can prove to us that it's worth coming back together, I think that will stay that way, which would be quite nice.
Okay. You've been hanging out with Pat, you said earlier. Any new songs out of this, or is the show mainly going to feature on the old stuff?
Pat and I have both come up with new things. We still have some time before the actual show. We've been going back and forth with each other. We've also taken a few covers that people probably would never understand, but you never know. It's going to prove interesting that night, I know that.
Any new sound for the band since it's been like 3 years? I'm sure you must have been influenced by stuff since then.
I've gotten old. That's about the only thing. I've gotten old. No, because I'm still the same person. You know, I've mellowed a little bit, but when I plug the guitar in, it's 15 again. You know, have to have fun.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Okay. For the younger listeners in the audience who maybe just got recently into the punk the past 2-3 years, how about your view of the Long Island punk scene back in 82, 83, when the Dead Virgins were playing around? I know you played a few clubs around Long Island. You even opened up for the Anti-Nowhere League.
Who was that band?
Whatever happened to them?
I think they're still together. They put something out recently.
Playing in Germany or something.
Well, they could keep them. Long time ago, punk rock was horrible here on Long Island. I remember the days 10 years ago when you knew maybe 5 people out of all of Long Island who actually listened to the stuff and knew what was going on. But in the early 80s, there was really only one place to be if you were into the stuff, because you knew about it. You were one of the few who could get in. Playing out, there was very few places to play. There were only a couple of bands. Most of the people who listened to it, some of them were supportive, but most of them weren't, and most of them didn't show up at gigs. It fell through because a lot of people just grew old and got very boring. And fortunately, none of my friends have. They were all the same. Nowadays, I see a lot of kids getting bands together, and I see this mixture of the speed and the hardcore. It's kind of brings back the old feeling, but it's not the same, because this is, if it hadn't been for this stuff, there'd be nothing now. Mm-hmm. And we have to go back to our roots, children, to have fun. But Long Island was fun then. The Anti-Nowhere League was an interesting gig. I was deaf on stage that night. I had lost my hearing approximately a week earlier due to misuse of certain substance, which is not good for you, children. I sound like Steve Jones now. Thank God I don't look like him. And I couldn't hear on stage. I actually got lost in one song that Pat and I had written, and I stopped and just stood there for a few seconds till I knew what the hell was going on. The league were very obnoxious people, which surprised the hell out of me, because I was expecting them to be nice, cool, supportive, because you know, it was all part of the scene, and they were like 40-year-old men who were just like out to take whatever they could get and split. It was kind of like being with an older Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Okay. So you see things picking up a lot. Have you kept in touch with some of the old bands?
I see Michael from the Nihilistics every once in a while. I haven't seen Chris Sackis from the band in at least a year and a half. Last I heard, he was in Jersey. But Michael, I usually keep in touch with. As far as everybody else, you know, I see some members of Horror Planet, who are a phenomenal band. If no one out there owns their EP, get it. My Pizzeria is one of the greatest songs in the world, and the cover is well worth it. That's about it.
What about Psychotic Frogs?
Lulumia, Jimmy, where are you? How's your record store? Oh, God. Last I saw Jimmy was when he was working at Superstuff, because I was working in a store near him, a couple of thousand feet away. It was great competition. Jimmy told me that the Frogs were supposed to be getting back together again. I almost was going to play for them, but I guess he put his money into a record store. You know, good luck with it. I don't know what it's going to be like, but Jimmy is selling disco to Guidos. They're horrible. Why? Stacey Q, Debbie Gibson, the little 16-year-old bimbo from Merrick? Who needs these people? I don't, and I'm sure you people out there listening don't. You want something that's dead and fun and cold.
Okay, how about a recap of where the show is going to be?
Thrush, Rockville Center, Sunrise Highway in Rockville Center, about a block and a half east of the Rockville Center train station, so for everyone who doesn't have a car, doesn't want to really drive there, you can just hop on the train. It's right next to Lenny's. They have great little pizzas for like $2.95, but they're paying me for saying that. It's a good club if you've never been there. The music, it's a dance club. They play a lot of new wave. They infiltrate some disco. But Johnny is the coolest DJ that I know, and he does play good things, and the people there are cool. You've got no Guidos. You've got no geeks or anything. Everybody is into it, and a lot of the club are old punksters who still have their roots and just are sick of society, so you'll get along just great with them. It's a great place.
Okay, Mike, thanks for stopping by. Once we get a date on the show, we'll mention it on the air.
Oh,
and hope everybody who's listening does show up for that. I'm going to end up with one more song from the Dead Virgins. This is World War III.
Ooh.
No good?
Ooh, no. Fine, play it.
Okay.
I like death and destruction.